So, but you know, it's like, yeah, I'm by no means am I advocating don't go to college and stuff like that. I mean, I went to college and, I believe that it made me a more well-rounded person. I met a lot of great people, but the whole notion that you must do this and you must do that. And, because of basically society has dictated that this is the way that each one of our lives need to be structured. Well, if that's the case, then, you know, where's the whole self-thinking part of it, right? And where's the whole notion that, okay, that's all fine and good. However, I have something inside of me that I won't be able to do if I do this, right? And I want to express myself, this way, and just support me, right? Be supportive of this. You know, it's what may be right for somebody is not necessarily always right for somebody else. And, you know, we're each person is unique in their own special way, right? And, the fact of the matter is, if you're spending so much time trying to focus in on something you're supposed to be doing, then probably the thing that is inside of you that you may not realize is what you should, or not should, but you could do, right? Or something that you may be very, very good at, but you've never given yourself the opportunity because you've been too busy trying to be on track for something. Well, then guess what? You're missing the boat, or you're missing out, or, you know, whatever your calling may be, or what, you know. So if you have that any type of desire to do something, then do it. Don't sit there and say, well, I can't do this because I'm supposed to be doing this. You know, that's bullshit. You know, at the end of the day, I always think people always travel abroad and stuff like that. I think that's awesome, right? Because what does that do? It gives you perspective. You come back here and you realize we're not the center of the universe. As soon as you leave the U.S., people really could give a shit that you're from the United States, right? You're like, oh, I'm an American citizen. I should be able to. No, bullshit. You're not in the U.S. anymore, right? You don't mean anything, I think that, you get perspective, right? It makes you more a well-rounded person. So I thought, but also, like, you know, you just take a look around your surroundings, and just walking outside here, you talk to people, and, you know, one of the first things I realized when I moved out here is that the whole mindset, right, is completely different. You go someplace and you meet somebody, they don't look you up and down. They don't ask you, you know, what do you do for work? What kind of car did you drive? Where do you live? That doesn't matter to people around here. You know, they will ask, you know, did you have a good day today? Did you go surfing? You know, how are you? You doing good? You know, and they're genuine. It's not like they have an ulterior motive. Well, I need to be nice to this person because he may help me get ahead. No, it doesn't. Stuff like that doesn't matter. You know, it's just perspective, right? It changes. And you just come to realize that life isn't all about being rich. You know, rich doesn't translate to happiness. Like I said before, I was making a lot of money and I was taking Benadryl every single night so I can fall asleep at 6 or 7 o'clock at night. I just wanted the day to end. Now, I really don't have any money, but I can't wait for the day to begin. You know, I mean, as soon as that sun starts, a little glimmer of the sun, man, I'm giddy. I'm like a little kid on Christmas. I'm like, I can't wait for the day to start. And, you know, so money doesn't mean happiness. At least for me, it doesn't, you know. But again, and this is all my, you know, so, but you know, that's really it. I mean, just don't think that just because some person tells you got to do something, you know, to be a certain way or something means that it's always right. Question it, you know, why? Mm-hmm. Why do I need to do this? You know, this is your opinion. That doesn't mean that it's right. You know, it's like you watch the news. Oh, because the news says something, it must be true. Question it. You know, if something doesn't make sense to you, then just ask why. You know, that doesn't make much sense. But
the news tells you it's on, or whatever. That's a different subject. But
and that's the whole thing. The why, man. There's never been a better time in history to ask why, because you have the question. Well, you don't, but most people have the answer right in their pocket. You want to know why? You want to see something on the news, and it's kind of questionable, or do they have an agenda? Or well, pull out your phone and Google it. Get on your laptop and Google it. There's no better time in history to become what you want to be and believe what you want to believe based on fact, where you everything's a lot more transparent. And I'm hoping to see a shift, a kind of paradigm shift. And I'm seeing it more and more. People are doing what they want. And I think the internet is huge on that. I mean, I love to talk to people and have great conversations and deep conversations. And I wouldn't really be able to sit down with you and pick your brain like this without modern technology and everything that we're going. So I think this is a really cool time to live and you know, to find out everything you want to do. But I hate to wrap it up, man, because I've already stopped this thing like 8 times because this app sucks. But you've been freaking awesome, man. And you've made it really easy for me on my first podcast because you're the shit, man. You answer every question. Like, I hear you say something, man. I'm like, oh, I got to touch on that. And then you move in and you kill it, dude. So you've been the shit, man. I appreciate you coming on. I got to have you back on, dude. Do you want to come back on?
Yeah, of course. Anytime, man.
All right, man. Well, I'm going to have you next time. People know you now. Where can they find your art?
Yeah, so just go to adambrettfineart.com, or they can just go to Facebook and type in Adam Brett, or just go to Google and type in Adam Brett art. Unfortunately, I live in the one city where there's another Adam Brett who happens to be a professional baseball player, so just type in Adam Brett art into Google Images or anything on Google. But I make it as difficult as possible to find myself, but that's going to change. It'll be easier, but a good place to start would just be Adam Brett Fine Art or Facebook.com Adam Brett.
And honestly, the websites don't do your work justice at all, man. If you really want to see Adam Brett and what he does and his artwork, you got to come down to where he's at on 2nd and 9th North, man. If you're out at the beach and you're having some drinks and you're on a beach cruiser or whatever, just drive by, take a look. I mean, you don't mind people stop by. I see you talking with people all the time, man. So really, if you really want to get a perspective on what he does and how awesome his stuff is, and maybe he can show you fluidity, because that's it. That's the shit right there. That's where it's at. Come by and see him. Check out his website. All that, man. I'd love to have you on, man, dude. You're a friggin' awesome discussion, man. And I'm definitely going to have you on. And check out his artwork. And because next time I have him on, I kind of want to dive into what the thought process behind, you know, your procedure and your you know, there's a method to the madness, man. And I know I want to hear it, man. So hopefully you guys tune in for the next one, dude. Adam, thank you so much, man.
Thanks, man. It was great being here.
All right, guys. Well, appreciate you tuning in. I will be doing an outro here. So that's the end of the interview. Thanks again.